today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, today's special. Salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special under the topic of keeping the spirit of Ramadan alive. Please be with us.
Oh Ramadan, oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are, welcome Ramadan. Oh Ramadan, oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are, welcome Ramadan. Ramadan, 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 Ramadan.
Today, Sunday, is the 29th of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Ordibehisht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 1st of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran. This is chapter Ar-Rahman, verses 39 to 42.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Fayawma idhin la yus'alu an dhanbihi insun wala
Then on that day, none will be asked about his sin among men or jinn.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ فَيُؤْخَذُ بِالنَّوَاصِي وَالْأَقْدَامِ
The criminals will be known by their marks, and they will be seized by the forelocks and the feet. So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Following an account of the formative occurrences of resurrection, the blessed verse 39 treats of the state of sinners on that day, saying that jinn and men shall not be questioned concerning their sins, since everything shall be evident on the day of emergence, and faces reflect everything. However, the point is that the day of resurrection shall be a very long day, and man has to pass different paths and stations, and spend some time at each place. In this part, our topic, keeping the spirit of Ramadan alive. We all know that one of the purposes of Ramadan is for us to develop taqwa. Ramadan is like a training period for us. Hence, we shall try to follow the rhythm throughout the whole year. Generally, habits take around 21 days to form. Therefore, after the 30 days of Ramadan, we shall aim that whatever we learned in the month is carried forward to the rest of the year. May Allah keep us on the right path and give us the motivation to make every month as blessed as the month of Ramadan. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasta'in. In this episode, we're going to be concerned with our duties regarding the effects of the month Ramadan in us throughout the year. Since this kind of fasting brings about, thorough fasting or complete fasting brings about the divine attention and divine grace because of our sincere observances of these rites and rituals, it would be very much desirable to receive such grace of such divine grace, not only in the month Ramadan, which is special, which is especially selected for receiving the divine grace, rather. We find that the month Ramadan, the effects of the psychological or ritual effects of the month Ramadan may and should be extended to other year, other months throughout the year. That is, although in other months of the year we are permitted to eat and drink, however, we must be attentive to our religious duties, to the religious capital that we have received throughout observing the Ramadan rituals, and to be able to benefit from this religious capital throughout the year, up to the next Ramadan to come. Because of this, we are expected to practice piety in other months of the year. It would be really pointless to observe religious piety in the month Ramadan and to ignore it altogether in other months of the year. It means that it would mean that we believe in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only in the month Ramadan, while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is present throughout the year, no doubt. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is present everywhere and at any time, so we have to believe, we have to behave in such a way that our behavior and our way of, our mode of treating other people indicates that we believe in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as such, it's expected to internalize in ourselves the ritual or spiritual effects of the month Ramadan and the benefit that we receive from this religious capital. Thank you.
Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind.
Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind. Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind.
IRIB English Radio, and today's special you're listening to. Now we have some ways to practice Ramadan values throughout the year. In this part, practice Islamic spirituality in your daily routine. Dear friend, gathering at your local mosque for nightly prayers may be over after Ramadan. However, there are other ways to incorporate faith-based practices in your day-to-day basis besides answering the regular call to prayer. If you live near a mosque, consider praying there during other prayers time besides Friday prayers. Pray as a family to form closer bonds with your parents or your children, living with housemates. praying together is one way to get to know them better. Make it a point to do after every prayer and before going to sleep at night. The other way is this one. You can dhikr and supplicate at any time of the day. Try it next time you're stuck in traffic or even during your workouts. And the other one is making time to recite the Quran daily. Accompany your reading with a good translation to build a better understanding of Islam. Previous episodes of today's special that we looked at some ways to promote better health by fighting inflammation, we continue that. While acute inflammation is a normal immune process used to help fight off infections, chronic inflammation can have serious consequences for your health. Research shows that inflammation may be involved in the development of chronic conditions such as heart disease, cancer, and arthritis. Some studies have found that fasting can help decrease levels of inflammation and help promote better health. One study in 50 healthy adults showed that the intermittent fasting for 1 month significantly decreased levels of inflammatory markers. Another small study discovered the same effect when some fasted for 12 hours a day for 1 month.
One of the most important things to keep in mind when we try to maintain our spirituality is, you know, there's a beautiful conversation between the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi and Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. And this was after the Prophet delivered his famous month of Ramadan sermon. After the Prophet delivered this sermon, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib approaches the Prophet and he asks him, and many of you are familiar with this exchange. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib asked the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, ma afdalu al-a'malu fi hadha ash-shahr? What is the best thing to do in this month, in the month of Ramadan? What does the Prophet say? And by the way, the question that the Imam is asking doesn't only apply to the month of Ramadan. This is the best thing that you can do in the month. If it's the best thing to do in the month of Ramadan, then you can imagine that it's probably the best thing to do in life. ما أفضل الأعمال في هذا الشهر? What is the best thing to do in this month? Listen to what the Prophet says. He says, أفضل الأعمال الورع عن محارم الله. The best thing that you can do is to refrain from committing sin.
Inshallah, we continue our topic that was keeping the spirit of Ramadan alive on another episode of today's special. Until then, we keep you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
جلسة القرآن ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن نور في الأفق يلوح
باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان
ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن